Shark Tank. Do you dare walk in and have Mark Cuban and Mr. Wonderful giggle at you?
You know what? I didn't like
tell
it.
You your idea is the dumbest thing they've ever heard.
I wasn't sure how this show was going to play out, but I do like it. I like seeing the ideas.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, and I'm not just saying this because he's on the phone, I like Damon John.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I think Damon John's fair, but he also doesn't play around. He tells you if you got an idea or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we'll find out whether or not he's ever punched Mr. Wonderful Kevin backstage. As he joins us now. Good morning. How are you, Damon?
Good morning. I'm great. I think I just heard you say something. Somebody say one below zero over there.
How about two below?
Two below zero. Oh.
Wind chill's 25 below.
How much are you? I've invented something, Damon, called a blankie, and I'd like to have $1 million for 50% of the company.
I'm out. That's the quickest segment I ever had. Thank you.
Damon John from Shark Tank, the power of broke, empty pockets, a tight budget, and a hunger for success can be your greatest competitive advantage. You know, you're there. You've arrived. You've busted your butt. You got it done. For somebody who is really down on their luck, but they know they shouldn't be, that's a tough hill to crawl over. What do you say to them?
That they're busting their butt and that I've arrived and to tell them the power of broke?
Okay, but what if they can't afford the book? What if I say, maybe I give them my copy?
Well, you know what? Listen, if you can't afford the book, there's other ways to get this information. I don't want to hide it from anybody, but, you know, we're at a time and day and age with social media that you don't need to really go out there and spend a lot of capital. This is the easiest and the best time to get into business. The information is all around us. It's about if you're going to absorb it and really apply it to anything.
Damon, you guys are in a position now. You see, I mean, thousands of ideas in any given year. Do you ever, is the hardest part when you see an idea that you know is not going to go anywhere and trying to break it to that person, hey, your idea that you've worked so hard on really isn't going to do anything?
You know what? I don't think that we have the right to tell them if it's not going to do anything. But if they're operating in a certain way, we have the right to say you're doing something that's probably not going to work because of the way you're operating it. But, so let's look at this blankie idea that we just heard a little earlier.
I mean, the one you shot down after my careful consideration of it?
Yeah, but you know what? Honestly, who am I to shoot it down? Because if you'd have told me in 2008 when we had our biggest recession, nobody was buying anything, you'd have said, I got a blanket. I'm going to put two holes in it. I'm going to call it the Snuggie. Yeah. I just said, get out of here. I'm out.
Yeah, amen to that.
Right? And then $300 million later, I would have been wrong.
Yeah, but at least you weren't wearing one. Again, the book's called The Power of Broke, How Empty Pockets, Tight Budget, A Hunger for Success, and Become Your Greatest Competitive Advantage. You got a bunch of contributors in here who tell their stories.
Yeah, and that's the reason that I decided to go out and talk to the people such as Kevin Blank and Josh Peck and Steve Aoki, because I don't want people thinking this mentality of the power broke is something that I just came up with and, oh, my God, I'm so lucky. I just hit the lotto and I have the silver bullet. I talk to people such as Kevin Blank who, you know, he's doing $4 billion a year right now, and that's
not
a billion
bad.
With a B,
that's
right?
Not bad. Yeah, right. That's okay.
Yeah, but this man, he didn't have money to pay a toll when he was coming home at the brokest moment of his life, and he got a ticket for not having $2 for a toll. That's how broke he was. And he took that and he used it, and now he is going up against Nike, Reebok, and Adidas, and everybody said you could not take him on. And I have 15 other people in the book who were broke. Gigi Butler, she was a maid. She was cleaning people's houses. Now she's doing millions and millions and millions of dollars selling cupcakes. Simple as that.
Yeah, it is simple. And there's a statistic that's out this morning. You know this to be true, Damon. Every time there's a presidential election, and usually the midterms as well, we demonize success. We demonize success. The successful people, the men and women who are successful, they're the bad guys. Look, there's bad guys in every segment. I hate to break it to you. There's bad poor folks, and there's bad middle-class folks, and there's bad rich folks. But demonizing success is never the answer. And there's a statistic that's out this morning which says that 1% of the richest people in the world have more than the other 99% combined. It's a nonsense number. I like a statistic I see in your book a lot better, and it goes to this message. 97% of the entrepreneurs who give up end up being employed by the 3% who didn't quit. I mean, that's everything right there.
100%. And we also are talking about success as in it's only monetary. Success is not money. You know, so we're celebrating today Martin Luther King. He absolutely used the power of broke, and he mobilized an entire country of people of all colors to help, you know, overthrow this thought process. He is and was social media before it was created. And success, money just drives you up to your problems in a limousine. Right.
Man,
I know some really, really wealthy people that are some really miserable people. Kevin O'Leary. So you got to understand, money is not success.
Andrea.
Damon. All right. So my question is, again, you have all these people coming to you with ideas and stuff. So if someone has this great idea or an idea that they think is great and they keep getting shot down, maybe they've been on the show, maybe they've been trying to push it for a long time. At what point would you encourage them to say, you know what? Either it's not going to work or try a different angle.
It's always going to be try a different angle. Every time you get shot down, you have to come with a different approach. And you have to find out, first of all, there's a couple of ingredients I put in the book on what you need to do. How are your goals set? Who are the like-minded people around you? Do you have a mentor? Are you taking affordable steps forward? You know, many people don't realize that one of the top reasons why startups go out of business is actually overfunding. They go out and they get loans, or they bring in too much capital, and they think that they can buy their way into success, and they
sure.
burn through the capital quickly, and then they find out that didn't create a following. If nobody likes one of your cupcakes, don't go and buy $10,000 worth of it and try to advertise, because you're not going to sell all those cupcakes. They all taste nasty.
Kind of the story of the tech bubble in the 90s.
Exactly.
And you got to love what you do. I know a lot of rich folks too, and I've never met a truly rich person in all aspects, emotionally and cash, that didn't love what they did and loved what they wanted to do and was passionate about life. Again, the book's called The Power of Broke, How Empty Pockets, Tight Budget, and a Hunger for Success Become Your Greatest Competitive Advantage. And by the way, congratulations on all the success of Shark Tank. What's your favorite personal story from the show, like somebody that came in and you got involved with them and it's just been love since?
There's so many, but I think the one that recent as one of my biggest successes is Al Bubba Baker's boneless ribs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it all out, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Big old Lovell monster who played in the NFL for many years. Al and his daughter, they have these ribs that they're deboned. And Al loves being this beautiful chef, and the ribs are doing really well. And women come up to me all the time and say, thank God you made a boneless rib. Now I don't have to have all that crap in my teeth and my fingers.
Yeah.
And we're doing amazing with it. And, these entrepreneurs become family with these entrepreneurs. So it's such an honor and privilege to be able to invest in somebody else's dream and take the ride with them.
All right. Damon John, star of Shark Tank. I appreciate your time. Congratulations on The Power of Broke. Go out and get two copies. You're careless. You lose the first one. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Stay warm.
All right, see you. By the way, I didn't ask Damon to sign it. What do you think Damon would have signed if he had been here?
Steve? I didn't mean what I said about your blanky idea.
But you're out.
I'm out.
But I'm out.
What I said about your blanky.
But I'm still out.
Love, Damon?
Much love.
Much love, Damon.
Damon.
He probably signs it DJ, probably, right? He probably doesn't sign Damon John.
He puts cheers. Damon.
Cheers, Damon. Why cheers? Is he British?
I think a lot of people write cheers. Do you notice that?
I do sometimes.
You write cheers?
No.
Then he realizes, oh, I'm empty-handed.
Dave Bennett doing his own show in his head again.